Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today I was going to discuss a little bit about hate comments. I've done kind of a little bit about this, but maybe I didn't go quite in depth. I've had a rough morning, and I thought this topic would be perfect. So I got up this morning, checked my Facebook account, and had some pretty hurtful comments. I thought I'd discuss that with you guys. So many breeders have been kind of hurtful and rude about me doing the typing and selecting class because it's not something I've talked too much about, but something I do know a bit about for beginners. But they decide that they're going to take me down and say it's inappropriate for me to be discussing this, as if they don't know me. As if they know me. They don't. They just know me, just found out about me, and yet they're already taking me down. I don't need that kind of hurt when I'm starting out, because you're just starting out and you don't know much about the business. We don't need the hurt comments from these people that think they know everything about us, think they can just take us down. It's hurtful. It is. I'm going to discuss a bit about this today. A Dorper breeder commented on my post when I'm doing the courses. I kind of put those in some Dorper groups so you guys could kind of discover that, you know? Super friendly. I'm not being rude. I'm simply telling you what I know. I got a few comments asking me, well, how much experience do you have? Well, I don't think it's appropriate for you to be doing this without knowing much about this topic. I have been a Dorper breeder for so many years that I think I can teach a beginner class because I was in the same shoes. Is that against a crime or something? Does that make it right for you to just take it down? No. That's so hurtful. I get you guys are just looking out for me or whatever and telling me I'm doing something wrong, but I don't need that. I don't need that. I'm serious. I do not need that. I have had enough hate and inappropriate comments on my Instagram. I don't need this too. These comments are getting pretty hurtful. And this morning it felt like it's not even worth it anymore. At that point, I was ready to give up. I was ready to be done with the business. But I thought of how many people that I would be leaving behind and how much progress I would be leaving behind as well. So, I'll be discussing that with you guys. How to handle hate comments. That's not a topic a lot of people discuss, is it? Because they don't get them. Because they are so experienced, they don't talk about the bad parts. Now you see that sometimes people get hate comments, and that doesn't mean you keep hating on them. That means you build them up. We're Dorper breeders. We're supposed to build each other up, not take each other down. We're starting out. Every single person starts out from scratch. And we don't get hate comments. We don't just keep putting people down. We build them up. And that's exactly what my business is a part of. Building the people up from the ground up. And not a lot of people see that, I guess. So, hate comments are pretty hurtful. But I guess it's just time to ignore them. I guess it's just time to keep going, no matter how many private messages you get, comments, inappropriate messages. Just keep going, I guess, right? Even though it feels like everybody hates you. Nobody is interested in my typing and selecting class. They say it's inappropriate for me to be teaching. There is nothing inappropriate about teaching beginners about beginner typing basics. And that is something nobody can take away. Nobody teaches beginner. Nobody tells you about the basics about starting out. Nobody tells you the bad. Everybody is picture perfect. Oh, it was perfect. It was so easy. I just started out and boom, my business took off. No, it does not just go boom and take off. I wish it went boom and take off, but it didn't. It went boom. Mm-hmm. I guess nobody is interested in the basics of typing and selecting, even though that's basically what you're doing with your own business. You're picking out the sheep you don't want, and you're picking out which ones you should keep. That's what the class is about. And it's time for you people that are keep hating like this to stop. I don't do very many podcasts about this. I don't do many podcasts that have been hurtful, but this one is going to be that, because that's what happened to me this morning and right now. I will read you one of my comments right now to prove to you guys. I posted in a couple different Dorper groups on Facebook. Let's see. I just lost the comment. I don't know where it went. I will find it for you guys. Don't you worry. I don't know where it went. Must have gotten deleted. Let me look one more time. I don't know where it went, guys, but I will tell you. One person just said, oh, it's inappropriate for you to be teaching these classes with so little information. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm still here. I'm pretty sure I'm a breeder. Last time I checked, I'm still starting out. And last time I checked, this is a beginner class. Mm-hmm. So that means you can just go and find something else to hate on. I don't need this from you. I don't need it. I really don't. Because it is just so hurtful that you can't even say that. People just like to tell you what you're doing wrong on this business. I don't know why. I just don't. This is not the business I signed up for. It really, really isn't. Guys. It's been a little bit since I've gotten nice comments. Nice DMs. They've all been so inappropriate and rude that I don't even know what's good about this business anymore. Honestly, I don't know. But so many people are just hating on my typing and selecting class. It's just like, okay, fine. If you do not want to be a part of it, then I'm taking it down. If you guys are going to keep hating about it and being like this, fine. It's gone. Happy now? It's so hurtful to be doing these things. We are just starting out. Last time I checked, these classes are beginner. Beginner classes. Do you know what that word means? It means starting out. It means where I was 3 years ago. I'm trying to teach you how to build your ground up. You cannot just keep putting me down when I am trying to do that. You were in the same shoes long ago. That does not mean you can put others down. It does not mean like that. So many private DMs. Rude comments, inappropriate comments, this needs to stop. Because it is hurting me. And it is hurting other people. Please stop the hurtful comments and please give love to the younger breeders who are starting out and just trying to get these content classes out. It is not against the law. It is not something, oh my gosh, she's trying to start out. Wow, good for her. I'm gonna hate on her. Yeah, I'm going to give these rude comments, and I'm just going to say rude stuff. And then everybody else joins in. That's not the way to be doing it, guys. Really. I did not say anything rude on my classes. I did not think that I'm a breeder, 20 years of experience. I literally said, beginner classes, starting out. These are for people who maybe want to learn more about their Dorpers or are starting out. There's nothing too experienced about this. My classes are about typing and selecting sheep, basic, herd health, sell and lamb, small business essentials. Those are literally basic classes. Small business essentials. Small keyword. Everything in this is basic. Everything I put into my classes is my information. Is what I have gone through personally. I give so much information to the people that come to me that are starting out that they don't know what to do. They don't know this, and yet I am trying. I am trying to give this information, and it is not helping to have these haters. It is not helping at all. These DMs, these comments, got to stop. Give some love in the world, and stop putting younger beaters down. That's all I have to say about this, honestly. Because it is so hurtful and rude. I know these aren't my typical podcasts where everything's perfect and happy. It's not. Today is a sad day, and you made it that way. You who are hating on me today, and they're sending those horrible comments, they need to stop. I get you are just trying to help me and telling me that I'm out of my league, but I do not need that. I am serious, I do not need that. One person said, how many years of sheep experience do you have? In what part of the industry? How many years of dorper experience? Really? I have that information on my website. You do not need to give those comments. It is on my site. Have you taken or passed the South African course? Or are you a 2023 paid member of the Western States Dorp Association? That information shouldn't matter when you're starting out. That should just be for experienced breeders. I am just starting out. I'm showing and sharing my experiences. I am showing what I know. I am sharing everything that has happened to me personally. I have gone through a dead ram this year. I have gone through a ewe that almost died during birth. I have gone so much that the hate comments this year are really bad. I don't need it. I don't. I am trying to help you. Really, I just want to help with your dorper breed, or if you're just starting out. I know what it is like when you're starting. I've literally been there 3 years ago. And I am still there. Every single breeder learns something new every day. But we don't need the hate comments. We really, really just need love and support. That is what helps the business grow, and that is what helps us learn together. Everybody here learns something new. Every podcast, I'm sure you can learn something new that maybe you didn't know before. That's what I'm saying. I'm sharing my experiences. Sharing and learning together is what my business is about. Last year, I went to my first show and showed my dorpers for the first time. I'm still learning. We all are. And we don't need these hurtful comments that are telling us otherwise. Because they really aren't helping, and they really, really aren't. They're pretty hurtful. All I'm doing is advertising these classes so you can learn from them if you did not see them yet. So I guess I might as well just take down my typing and selecting sheep class. Because nobody is interested in it and nobody seems to care. And nobody likes it and is just putting out hate in it. So why even bother doing it at this point? I'm going to continue doing what I do because I love it and I like sharing it. Something I like shouldn't mean you just hate on it because that's so hurtful. These classes are in June. That means I have lots of time to be going to Reno to be taking the South African course this year. I'm going to learn so much, it's going to blow your mind. And I'm going to share it because that's what I do. I don't share hate. I share what I know. You have no idea how much I'm going to learn in Reno and how much I'm going to learn from this course. Because I'm going to share it. You are going to know what I know. Because I share it with love and heartness. It doesn't mean you can hate on it. Please. Okay? I wanted to share a bit about what I'm going through today because it's pretty hurtful, but I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep sharing what I know because that is what my business is about. It's what my brand is about. I'm going to continue to grow my dorper brand and to weed out my sheep I don't want, and I'm going to build my sheep because that's what I do. That is what I am doing. I'm not here for the hate. Nobody cares. We can find that hate online. We don't need the hate, we need the support and the love from you guys. Please, please, please share the love, share the kindness. Because we don't need the hate, it's hurting. It stings. Like getting bitten. You guys don't hear very many podcasts like this because this is the first time that it's hurt so much. That it felt like it's not even worth it anymore. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part of this. And if you're hating right now, then just go. Don't be a part of this. If you're here for the inappropriate comments or inappropriate messages, please go away. I just need the support right now. We don't need the kind, unkind people. We just need the love, support that we need when we're starting out. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. If you want to hear more about this, like, support, and share the love. I know it's hard because I've been there right now. I am there. To younger breeders who are listening, just keep going. Keep treading along because you'll get there. A South African judge that was pretty well known told me to just build your flock. Don't worry about the hate. Don't worry about the people. Just build your flock. Block everybody out and build. He also said that, what did he say? He said, I can't even remember, guys. Drawing a blank. He said, I just thought of it when I was speaking. Give me a second. He was talking about how when you're starting out, you know, just focus on your ewes. Get the quality of the ewes. And ignore the people who are putting out the hate comments. That's what's important. Keep going, and you will get there. He said it takes a full-on 10 years before you can really commit and have a solid brand. So yippee, 9 more years to go for me. Thank you guys. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.